of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard. You know, business has been booming at Independent Glass, and they are in need for some fantastic employees. As a matter of fact, Independent Glass is looking for glazers or glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823. That's 263-2823. And they offer medical and dental insurance, paid vacation, and, of course, sick time, drug testing, and a clean driving record. Call them today, Independent Glass, looking for glazers and glass installers. Call them today at 263-2823.
There's nothing like summer camp at YMCA's Camp Grandview in Millbrook. And registration for the summer is going on right now. There's so much to do. Swim, fly through the air on the blob, zip line over the lake, and even play in the mud. The campers have so much fun, and the lifeguards and counselors help make sure they're always safe. There's paddle boards, pedal boats, canoeing, oracles, and more. And that's not all. There's archery, riflery, fishing, and horseback riding. The kids play games, do arts and crafts, and just hang out together and have fun. Camp Grandview is a great place to try new things, make new friends, and have the best summer ever. The YMCA's Camp Grandview fosters curiosity and expands children's comfort zones. Camp Grandview Summer Camp builds friendships, helps children with accomplishments, and creates a sense of belonging. Registration for summer day camp at Camp Grandview is going on now. For more information, visit ymcamontgomery.org today and get ready to make this your child's best summer ever.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This big-time warming trend continues. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy. Can't rule out a stray shower. The overnight low temperature in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, some widely scattered showers are possible. I think most of us will stay dry. High in the upper 60s. Monday's high near 70. Not bad for February. Scattered showers, perhaps. Tuesday and Wednesday will be in the mid-70s with scattered showers. Maybe a thunderstorm here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome back to the program. Postman, you want to tell them what they're listening to?
Well, we're listening to a video called The Secrets of the Illuminati, Riddles in Stone. And this was done back in, I would say, somewhere around 2020.
Bush was in office. I'm not sure which one.
Yeah, it was about 2005 when it was actually done. And this is something that you need to actually listen to from the beginning to end at home, because it's nearly 3 hours long. And, you know, once you get into the heart of it, it will captivate you, and you'll learn a lot. You'll know the reason why some of those statues and statuettes of women and men and ancient gods and obelisks and all just all kind of stuff is in Washington, D.C. You actually come to a conclusion. Probably the same conclusion I've come to about what Washington, D.C. is. So just sit back and listen to this. It's pretty short excerpt of this. We're not going to play but a small portion of it, but this is the actual meat of what I'm trying to get through.
We proclaim ourselves free and lawful Masons, true to the laws of our country, professing to revere God and to confer benefits upon mankind.
This is the ceremony in which Senator Strom Thurmond, himself a 33rd degree Mason, took part.
Senator Thurmond, we would like you to join in this.
Since the William Morgan incident in 1826, when Americans uncovered a secret cabal working inside the government, the presence of Masonry in places of power has always sparked debate. But their influence in American government is undeniable.
This is the same Bible upon which Presidents Clinton, Bush, Carter, and George Washington were inaugurated president.
Of America's 43 presidents, at least 15 are confirmed Masons. though some say the number is even greater. In addition to the Capitol, the Freemasons have laid the cornerstone for every major building in Washington, D.C.
The cornerstones of the President's House, known to us as the White House, the Washington Monument, the Smithsonian, Independence Hall in Philadelphia, incidentally by past Grand Master Benjamin Franklin, and Constitution Hall,
Jesus,
stand out among many others as outstanding examples of cornerstones which have been laid Masonically. The cornerstone of the United States Capitol, however, stands out above all buildings erected in the free world. As the seat of government for our people.
This bronze plaque, located inside the U.S. Capitol, marks the spot where the original cornerstone was laid by George Washington, the first American president and a Freemason.
George Washington is probably the most famous Mason in the world.
The George Washington Masonic Memorial is entirely dedicated to the idea of Washington as a Freemason.
Now, we do know that Washington participated in the laying of the cornerstone of the United States Capitol as a Masonic ceremony, and he wore his regalia as a Master Mason. And he laid the cornerstone and performed the ceremony of laying the cornerstone.
Washington's participation in the event was recorded by the newspaper of the time, the Columbian Mirror, which can still be obtained through the Library of Congress.
Laying the cornerstones of buildings which serve mankind is one of the world's most ancient customs.
The cornerstone laying ceremony predates Freemasonry, although its early symbolic purposes as a sacrifice to appease the gods or demons or whatever in prehistorical times, of course, has no application to why Freemasons do it. The corn, wine, and oil that we use for this are also ancient symbols.
Corn is the symbol of plenty, wine the symbol of refreshment, and oil the symbol of joy and gladness.
While Masonry maintains these symbols as a representation of blessing, there are some who believe they hold a more hidden meaning.
With symbols, there are always multiple levels, up to seven different levels of interpretation with every particular symbol.
Corn is an important symbol in Masonry and is one found repeatedly in Washington, D.C. But what sort of hidden meaning could apply to corn? In Hebrew, the word for corn is Dagon, which became the name of a Babylonian god.
Now you get it.
Some believe the same god was adopted by the Phoenicians under the name Dagon. While Dagon was often worshipped as the fish god, he was also the god of corn.
Because
his son was known as Baal,
who
was often called the son of Dagon or the son of corn.
Baal.
Now, corn, of course, if we're talking about pre-New World times, would be any grain or wheat.
To complicate matters further, in the Old Testament, we find the children of Israel offering corn and wine and oil to Yahweh, the God of the Bible. Yet at some point, God's anger was kindled against them for turning the sacrifice into idolatry. In the book of Hosea, God says of Israel, "She did not know that I gave her the corn and wine and oil, which they prepared for Baal." Notice again this Phoenician version of Baal as a bearded man with strong features. Could Baal have been the model for the bearded male images that appear throughout Washington, D.C.?
Wow.
Take note of this image with ears of corn carved into the hair. According to legend, Baal was once slain by the god of death and taken into the underworld. But at some point, he was resurrected, or as it is sometimes called, awakened. at Haynes Point in Washington, D.C., is found this mysterious statue of a bearded giant rising up out of the ground. Or perhaps out from his grave. The statue is called The Awakening. According to the Masonic Encyclopedia, another symbol for resurrection is the Egyptian obelisk, which is the shape of the Washington Monument. The word obelisk is sometimes translated Baal's shaft or the shaft of Baal.
Oh my God.
As a result,
the Dyson Cyclone V10 is our most advanced cord-free vacuum to date. It generates powerful suction with the Dyson.
We're going to go ahead and hit a quick break, folks. We'll be back in three very short minutes.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings, and you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Postman has done it again. He's blown my mind. If you've listened to the weeknight show, I've been telling you about ancient Israel, their worship of Baal, where it led them ultimately to open child sacrifice. Everything that had been in the shadows, they brought out. All the things that were an abomination before God. But mainly the point you need to get in what you're listening to and what I've been talking about is Baal, the pagan deity Baal, the Canaanite pagan god, and that's a little g, Baal. This is just, it's incredible. Washington is loaded with all the symbology of Baal, just like ancient Israel. We're going down the exact same path.
I can't wait to hear what else is on this video. Well, let's find out. Wait no longer.
Jacob. But nowhere in that Scottish Rite degree, and I have to stress that this is an additional degree, this is not a part of regular craft Freemasonry, nowhere in that additional degree is there ever any suggestion that Jubalon is the name of a god. What it is a amalgam of three different words, which in ancient languages was the word for God.
Coyle's Encyclopedia of Freemasonry, he admits on page 516 that Jubalon is basically a composite of three different names of different gods. Je, meaning Jehovah, or the Syriac name of God, as he says. And then Baal, or he says Bel, B-E-L, or Baal. He spells it B-A-A-L, how the Bible spells Baal or Baal, it's pronounced in Hebrew, which is the Canaanite god. And then he gives on for the Egyptian god, referencing, many Masons reference Osiris. That's interesting because when you look at what he's said there, he's admitting that the Masonic name for God includes Baal or Baal.
Oh my God.
It's not intended to represent a god. Its only use in the ritual is as a password to gain entry to the lodge.
It's a demonic god. It's Baal worship. That's what you're involved in.
Yep. It is the word for God in three ancient languages, three ancient civilizations. And that's all it is.
The Mason is actually worshiping Baal, Jubalon, Je-Baal-on, and Osiris, and just using the name of Jehovah, which is also wrong because God warns not to use his name
you
in vain.
You better believe it.
Freemasonry is often attacked and accused of being a religion simply because it promotes a belief in God. But nowhere in
God?
The teachings of Freemasonry does it promote any specific attributes of God. See, belief in God is faith. Belief about God is religion.
From a biblical Christian standpoint, and as a Christian, I have to really take issue with this, because there are many scriptures from Genesis to Revelation that condemn idolatry and worshiping other gods.
Uh-huh. In Freemasonry, to make it easy for men of all faiths to meet together, we use the expression Great Architect of the Universe. Now, that's not a name, that's a description. Much the same as Grand Geometrician is a description of an attribute of God. Grand Geometrician or Great Architect refers to his attribute as the Great Creator.
Mm-hmm.
But men of all faiths can accept that description of their God.
God warns about an admixture or a synergism or a synchronistic view of mixing different gods with his name. And that's
exactly
something he's very clear about that we're not to do. In fact, it's interesting, Baal or Baal is depicted in the New Testament by the Jews as well as Jesus. He's called the ruler of demons. It's another name for Satan.
Most scholars agree that Baal became synonymous with the devil. Yet Masonry insists its view of God is without definition. For the Mason, the corn, wine, and oil ceremony might as easily be dedicated to Baal as to any other god. Nevertheless, the conflict between Masonry and its critics goes on.
Freemasonry is rationalist and humanist. It is not superstitious, and it is not involved in the occult.
A lot of Masons don't have a clue as to the fact that the Masonic god is basically Satan.
I think that's supremely arrogant of anyone who's not a Mason to believe they know more about Freemasonry than a Mason does.
Oh, so that what he just said is right along the same veins as we have to pass it before we can see what's in it. In other words, once you go and you basically give your oath that you won't disclose anything that you see or hear in there under the penalty of death, then you'll really know what it's all about. Well, it'll be too late then, because then you're already indoctrinated.
The actual, I'm not going to say what it is, but the actual rite of passage that you have to do, mm-hmm. you know, once you reach a certain level, that's what says what they're about right there.
That's kind of what I thought. I've heard stories. Freeman talks about it. His father was worshipful master. He tells a story about being at one of these protests, and all, you know, the cops come out with the full riot gear and all that, and they're just rounded up all these people that were protesting. They were getting arrested them, and then Freeman said he turned around and yelled, "How many among you are widows' sons?" And he said they all just stopped dead in their tracks and just looked at him. They knew what it meant.
Right.
Interesting stuff. Let's keep going. I love this.
May corn, wine, and oil, and all the necessaries of life abound among the people of the world. And may this building be continued and preserved to the latest ages.
What do these things really signify? Could it be an occult ceremony representing some sort of demonic conspiracy, as some suggest? Or is it merely a harmless practice to honor an ancient tradition? To investigate these things, we first review the beliefs of the secret societies that came to America. It is clear that the arcane symbolism in Washington, D.C. begins with them.
When you want to talk about symbols and what they mean, you really have to look at who's authored these symbols, what was their intentions.
Well, I think it's obvious that anybody who has the eyes to see can see that Washington, D.C., and indeed many other state capitals are festooned with occult symbols.
Because these symbols come from the esoteric realm, it is important to define them according to the thinking of occult philosophers.
Yep.
Symbols reveal and they conceal.
Yep.
And that's why they're used and that's why they're so important. They reveal to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. And they conceal from those who do not have the eyes to see or ears to hear.
In the book, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated, we find this quote from Masonic author Charles G. Berger, who says that symbols came to have two meanings, the esoteric and the exoteric. The esoteric meaning was the true or original meaning, understood only by a few and closely guarded by them. The exoteric meaning was the invented or modified explanation intended for the many.
The lie.
This practice dates back to ancient Egypt.
Imagine
and
that.
Is explained by Dr. Robert Hieronymus, a member of a secret society called Co-Masonry, and author of the book.
Another dadgum commercial break. 2 seconds. 1 second. Skip ad. There we go.
Book, Founding Fathers, Secret Societies.
As with all secret societies, you have levels, and if you're on the lower levels, you don't even know they're upper levels.
Yep.
They don't even tell you.
Yep.
You bump into it by accident or someone comes along. Now, in Scottish Rite, that's something different, you know, because they know that there's a... But before then, and basically secret societies, such as... Let's go to ancient Egypt. To the ancient Egyptians, the priest would tell the serfs, the guys that tilled the land, they would say, the sun is God. Okay?
Ra.
And so they accepted that very low-level interpretation, all physical. That's not what the priest believed. What the priest believed, there was a second level. The priest believed that, the physical sun is not the supreme being. It's the spirit which flows through the physical sun that is the supreme deity. However, there was another level. And the priests didn't even know it. It's those that were involved and elevated if I would have told you this 15 years ago, I might have gotten shot. But this is now, I'm so glad now that this is easy to talk about. The third level, which is a better, a higher level of understanding, said, that's not the sun. The sun is not the supreme deity. No, yes, spiritual energies come through the sun. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the star Sirius.
What?
The dog star, because the dog star was everything to the ancient Egyptians.
Why? That's where their gods came from. Sirius and the Washington Monument. I'll just read it to you. This ought to be good.
Sirius is said to have been the most important star in the ancient world. It was considered the brightest star in the heavens, many times brighter than the sun. The Great Pyramid was built to synchronize with Sirius so that the light of the star would shine into the Queen's chamber, supposedly to cast a beam upon an initiate during a ritual.
Sirius is considered to be the dog star. It's considered to be the most evil star in the Egyptian pantheon. And the reason for this is because in ancient Egypt, they depended on the Nile.
And during the time when Sirius is in its ascendancy, which is in late July and early August, was the time of drought. It was a time when the Nile was at its most most weak in terms of being able to be used for crops. And so the Egyptians thought this is a time of blasted, blight, drought, and evil.
It seems strange, then, that Sirius should be related to the founding of America. According to Masonic author David Ovison, the Declaration of Independence was signed when the sun was in alignment with Sirius in July of 1776.
Wow.
It is, however, appropriate that Sirius should be related to the most Egyptian-styled icon in America's capital city.
Washington Monument.
The Washington Monument.
Phallic symbol.
Ovison writes that in 1848, when the cornerstone of the Washington Monument was laid, the sun would have passed over Sirius. He goes on to say that in the course of the ceremonial, the star Sirius would have been seen on the eastern horizon. It would have been rising over the Capitol building to the east of the monument. The monument itself was originally designed by Freemason architect Robert Mills. Mills was trained by two fellow Masons, James Hoban, who designed the White House, and Benjamin Latrobe, who designed the U.S. Capitol.
God!
Mills' original design seemed to combine the whole pantheon of pagan mysteries, an Egyptian-style obelisk surrounded by a Roman colonnade with Greco-Roman-looking statues all around it.
Wow.
According to the original plan, the monument should have been built directly south of the White House. But as with every plan, things change.
When they went to build it, and when they calculated what the weight of the monument was going to be, they determined that that precise spot, that the foundations and the bedrock at that precise location would not safely support the weight of the monument.
As a result, the monument was shifted slightly to the east. While it is not in a perfect alignment with the White House, it would end up in a perfect north-south alignment with the Masonic House of the Temple, which was built some years later.
So they built the temple.
The construction for the Washington Monument began on July 4th, 1848, with the laying of the monument's cornerstone by Freemasonic President James K. Polk. The project itself would take over 30 years to complete.
Wow.
During which time, funding for the project would be scarce, the American Civil War would take place, and many ideas about the monument would develop. When the aluminum capstone was finally set on December 6th, 1884, the end result would be a much simpler and more Egyptian figure than was first envisioned. The shift in design was the influence of George Perkins Marsh, the man considered the father of the modern environmentalist movement. In 1876, Marsh was the U.S. minister to Italy. While there, he spent years studying the many obelisks which had been brought from Egypt. It was he who realized that the height of a traditional Egyptian obelisk was approximately 10 times the base, causing the plan for the Washington Monument to be reduced from 600 feet to 555 feet. As for the colonnade and statues planned by Mills, Marsh wrote, "Throw out all the gingerbread of the Mills design and keep only the obelisk."
All right, folks, we've got to hit this bottom of the hour break, and we're going to keep playing this while we can, so we'll be back in 5 minutes. Hold your calls.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about the marina. Well, we rent out pontoon boats, and just anytime you like, you can call us up, get down here, rent you a boat, and cruise up and down the beautiful river. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license and everything else we can take care of for you. We also cook up fresh seafood from the Gulf. Y'all, we got a steamer. We steam up things like royal red shrimp deep from the Gulf. We have snow crabs. We have these shrimp from Argentina. Tastes like between a lobster and a shrimp. They're real good eating. Also, we got the grill. We're grill amberjack, grill ribeye steaks, hamburgers, just all kind of good eating that you can check out at CapitalOysterBar.com. That's the menu to show you everything about renting boats, about the food, and also live entertainment. If you check it out, all the shows we got coming up over the next few months will be listed on there. So we all would come down here hungry and come down here soon because we're looking for you. And CapitalOysterBar.com will take care of everything you need to know.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait to the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This big-time warming trend continues. For tonight, it should be mostly cloudy. Can't rule out a stray shower. The overnight low temperature in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, some widely scattered showers are possible. I think most of us will stay dry, high in the upper 60s. Monday's high near 70. Not bad for February. Scattered showers, perhaps. Tuesday and Wednesday will be in the mid-70s with scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm here and there. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the program. We're playing you a video, The Illuminati Riddles in Stone, and it's talking about the founding of America. Postman brought this in. He didn't tell me exactly what it was about, but it's connected a lot of dots. Baal. And I've been talking about Baal all week. Ancient Israel moved from being a civilization based on God, God's tenets, his laws. And then with all the nasty stuff, the homosexuality, all the things that are abomination before God were kind of in the shadows. I mean, evil existed, but
It was kind of in the shadows because it knew it didn't dare rear its head because this was a godly society. Well, somehow they managed to get rid of God. They got rid of any absolutes that God taught them was there. And so it got where they could decide what their own laws were. And man, being full of sin, you know where it went. Well, it went to Baal worship, which eventually led to open homosexuality in the temples, prostitution in the temples, sex, the end of the sanctity of marriage, the end of the sanctity of life. It ended with child sacrifice to Baal. Now, I submit to you that abortion in America today is also a sacrifice to Baal. Same thing. We're going down the exact same path. Let's continue.
While a true obelisk is fashioned from a single block of stone, the Washington Monument is made up of many stones. The hope of the Washington Monument Society was that the structure would reflect the idea of, out of many, one.
If you shop on commercial. Amazon, you should use Wikibuy. It's a browser extension that automatically compares.
Meanwhile, the Pyramidion at the top is made up of 13 levels, just like that of the pyramid on the Great Seal of the Dollar Bill.
Chances.
But mysteries abound with the monument, not the least of which is the presence of a 12-foot obelisk beneath a manhole just a few hundred feet away from the Washington Monument.
Yes.
It appears to be a miniature replica of the monument itself, but as to why it is there, no one seems to know. Yet like the pyramid on the U.S. dollar...
Have you got any inkling of what that's about?
Yes, I do.
And, so you want to share that with us, or you want us to find out the hard way?
Well, this is also clarified in the video I told you about, the Tom Horn hat. And
we're going to play that video, too, by the way.
Yeah, we
needs to be heard.
We need to play it.
Yeah.
And
it's going to blow people's mind.
And it's in conjunction, that 12-foot obelisk that's at the...
was it at the base and it's buried? Yeah,
it's near the base and it's in like in a manhole cover.
Yeah.
And all of you 32nd and 33 and 30 degree Masons that hear the sound of my voice right now. I'm not going to say exactly what the rite and the ritual is that will take place at some point in time. It will happen just before the dawn of what they call the New World Order. And I can tell you this much, that there is a Bible in that manhole and in that manhole cover along with that along that obelisk. And that part of in the Washington Monument Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
That's considered the scrotum
of the phallic symbol of the monument. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that is the scrotum.
I got you.
At some point in time, there will be a parody ceremony. And I'm not going to say
Yeah, you don't need to die yet. Please don't say that. We don't want to get your car blown up or something. We don't want to do that. All right, let's continue.
This obelisk is missing a capstone. Meanwhile, Masonic author David Ovison is convinced that the Freemasons who signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th and who laid the cornerstone for the Washington Monument on that same date would have been familiar with the rising of the Egyptian dog star Sirius, as it is an important symbol in Freemasonry.
Sirius.
Interesting thing about all Freemasonry is that symbolism is ultimately very important.
Yes.
They don't put a lodge in the east because it's a nice place and it looks good. They put it in the east, the masters have put it in the east because
it's the rising sun.
It's the rising sun. You're catching the energies of the light.
As Dr. Hieronymus revealed earlier, the real light shining in the east for the Egyptians was not merely the sun, but the light of the dog star, Sirius, which some believe holds a more sinister implication.
this dog star also has relations to the idea of modern-day ceremonial magic and modern-day masonry.
This was especially true for 20th century occultist and Freemason Aleister Crowley, who openly practiced ceremonial magic and was a member of a secret order called the Order of the Silver Star. The Silver Star was a reference to Sirius.
The Beast 666.
Masons teach that at the center of every Masonic lodge, there's a five-pointed star right underneath the altar upon which the candidate is obligated. But the thing is, what they don't tell you is that five-pointed star represents Sirius, which is regarded as a satanic symbol.
Here we go.
There is perhaps no symbol that evokes occult suspicion like the figure of the pentagram, which from ancient times was associated with the dog star Sirius. Masonic philosopher Albert Pike wrote that Sirius still glitters in our lodges as the blazing star. The blazing star is an ancient Gnostic term for Sirius, and is shown here
as
symbolized in Freemasonry by the five-pointed star or pentagram.
Oh boy.
According to Pike, this symbol in Masonry dates back to the Pentalpha of the Greek philosopher Pythagoras. The Pentalpha gets its name for the five alphas or Greek letter A's which make up its composition.
Typically in Freemasonry, you see the five-pointed star with the nose point down. Now, there's even a division in Masonry which considers this the evil side of Freemasonry as opposed to the non-evil side. For example, Freemasonic lodges in New York do not use the nose side down star. They turn it around so the nose is pointing up, and they consider that
like a Star of David?
A good variety of Freemasonry.
Similar.
Here is an upright Masonic star, which is another type of the blazing star mentioned earlier.
We'll wait.
Some believe this representation of Sirius may be the origin of the five-pointed stars which adorn the American flag, as well as the stars that adorn the Statue of Freedom on top of the U.S. Capitol. Incredibly, these same five-pointed stars were carved by Freemasons into the ceiling of Rosslyn Chapel in Scotland more than 500 years ago.
Jesus.
Because Sirius is said to arise in the east, it also became known as the Eastern Star. To the Egyptians, Sirius was identified with the dog god Anubis, which is where the name Dog Star comes from. Anubis was said to have guarded the gates of death and was the protector of mysteries.
Looks like a Doberman.
Meanwhile, the Romans recognized Sirius as Janitor Lethaeus, or the Keeper of Hell. These dark associations may be the reason for the sometimes grim view of Sirius and the five-pointed star that represents it.
This would be a good time to hit this quarter break. Stay with us, please. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
20 years and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. Where else can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free. No obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and MetroFitness.com.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our communities secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life and in every corner of America, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. The Army National Guard reacts to domestic operations in each of America's 54 states and territories, including Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and the District of Columbia. Each state National Guard's unique domestic role is to act as the first line of defense in support of civil authorities in their state. The Guard's emergency responses include search and rescue missions for floods, combating wildfires, hurricane and tornado recovery, and the presidential inauguration. The Army National Guard. We are always ready. We are always there. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We're playing a very interesting video. I'm going to link this. I don't want to do it right this second. I don't want to mess it up, but here we go. Hold your calls, please.
But Sirius was also associated with the Egyptian goddess Isis. And here, as we connect the dots, a more complete picture begins to emerge. For the Egyptians, the rising of Sirius in the east preceded the annual flooding of the Nile River, which for them was a magical event. It was also the time that the goddess Isis would appear and give birth to Horus, the divine child of the Egyptian Trinity.
Ah, okay.
The all-seeing eye is also called the Eye of Horus, and in Freemasonry, Horus symbolizes the Masonic concept of a Christ. This is further represented by the hieroglyph used to denote Sirius. Notice the three symbols, an obelisk, a star, and a half circle. According to Egyptologists, the half circle is used to denote what is called the benben, or the capstone used atop the pyramids. Throughout all history, it has been said that the capstone to the Great Pyramid of Egypt has been missing, which is why the all-seeing eye of Horus floats in its place above the pyramid on the back of the dollar bill.
Federal Reserve note.
According to occult philosophers, the light which illuminates the eye comes not from the sun, but from the dog star Sirius, as is demonstrated by this illustration of the blazing star of Masonry, centered by an all-seeing eye. As Robert Balville writes, in many esoteric traditions, the return of the capstone of the Great Pyramid will signal the return of the Great Initiate, which, according to many prophecies, signifies the return of the Christ.
More like the return of the 12th of Mom. And
it doesn't matter how your car performs.
Yes, me, but
if you can't,
I don't know.
Albert Pike describes the Masonic Trinity as expressed through Sirius and the symbols that are seen in most all Masonic halls. Notice this image with the sun on one side and the moon on the other, while the all-seeing eye sits in between with light blazing behind it. Pike writes that the sun and moon represent the two grand principles, the male and the female. Both shed their light upon their offspring, the blazing star, or Horus.
Morals and Dogma, Albert Pike. Interesting. Masonic and Rosicrucian Republic.
These philosophies have been known and practiced by secret societies for many centuries. As the evidence will show, designing cities as a reflection of occult tradition
was not a new concept to the founding fathers, among whom the influence of Freemasonry seems undeniable. In fact, the 110th Congress of the United States on January 5th, 2007, passed House Resolution Number 33 to honor the Freemasons for their contribution throughout America's history. Jesus. The number 33 is well known as the honorary degree of Scottish Rite Masonry. The House resolution read in part that the founding fathers of this great nation and signers of the Constitution, most of whom were Freemasons.
The Masons felt in the United States that they were forming a Masonic Republic.
The concept of a republic dates back to the Greek philosopher Plato.
Plato's republic. That's a utopian theme, and that whole thing runs through our philosophy and thinking among the humanists to this day. They still think they would like to introduce Plato's republic. Think about it. Every socialist country that has gone socialist have always called themselves a republic for that very reason.
Yep.
It was Plato who likewise set down the earliest known record of ancient Atlantis. Centuries later, Sir Francis Bacon would set down the New Atlantis, a tale which some believe was meant to be a blueprint for the New World, one based upon the teachings of ancient philosophers.
Bacon didn't invent this New Atlantis concept. He was merely the inheritor of it. He was probably the most articulate proponent of it ever in history, but it preceded him.
Bacon believed that the American continent was in fact the site of ancient Atlantis, a concept held by teachers of esoteric wisdom even today.
A New Atlantis really was just America anyway. The east coast of America, if you take a look at the maps by other clairvoyants who have studied Atlantis, indicates that the east coast of America was the west coast of Atlantis.
Wow.
This country, America, is the remnant of the ancient Atlantis. And so is very susceptible to much of the history of Atlantis, the energies of Atlantis.
I was going to say the power.
And some of the actions, for instance, the religion of Atlantis.
Esoteric.
According to esoterics, the religion of Atlantis was, in fact, the mystery school teachings that were embraced by the ancient philosophers.
Yeah, William Cooper.
Yet
nailed
it might
it.
Be said that none have been as prolific on this subject as 20th century philosopher Manly P. Hall, who wrote such books as The Secret Destiny of America.
Got it.
And America's Assignment with Destiny.
Got that one too.
It was Hall that many Freemasons are said to have called Masonry's greatest philosopher. In 1934, Hall founded the Philosophical Research Society in Los Angeles, California.
He turned before he died.
An organization dedicated to exploring the wisdom of all the world's traditions.
It began in 1934, and I think in this building, the library itself was finished in 1936. This is one of the leading wisdom libraries
Obadiah Harris.
In all of North America, if not the most comprehensive itself.
The Philosophical Research Library has been highly regarded by esoteric students from all over the world. It is composed of books and artifacts collected by Manly Hall throughout his lifetime.
Sorry.
Among those who revered the library was President Franklin D. Roosevelt, a Freemason and student of esoteric tradition.
And Mr. Roosevelt himself, back in 1942, after the Pearl Harbor invasion, sent some of his people here to microfiche the works in this library because he looked upon it as a national treasure. He wanted to preserve it.
When Hall died in 1990, his role as president of the society was succeeded by Dr. Obadiah Harris.
Manly Hall, who was a young Canadian philosopher, sage type, envisioned re-establishing what he called the little Alexandrian library, which was, as you know, destroyed.
That was on the tip of my tongue.
He was very fortunate in that as he was giving a talk, he was still in his early 20s, baroness, oil baroness, from Ventura, who owned most of the oil wells in Ventura County, told him that she was going to take care of him for the rest of his life, that no matter what he needed, to let her know.
It's a good gig if
she
you get
would
it.
See that he got it. And she wasn't really joking, because I've looked at the records, and back in the early 30s, when most of the country was in depression, I don't know if California was really in one, but most of the world, the country was, she was giving him $50,000 and $100,000 at a time to go around and search out this wisdom literature in manuscript form and in book form.
So it is a small library.
This proves interesting because much of Hall's highly financed research was dedicated to investigating the founding and purpose of America. Through his research, Hall became convinced that America had a secret destiny that was known by the arcane societies of the ancient world.
You better believe it.
Was it this information that compelled FDR to preserve Hall's literature? Like Hall, FDR also believed that America had a rendezvous with destiny.
It's not going to be a good one, though.
Hall's connections to the White House and FDR are mysterious, but do not end with the library. Hall was also involved with a mysterious Russian mystic named Nicholas Rorick. Rorick was a Rosicrucian and member of the Theosophical Society. He was said to be a kind of spiritual mentor to Henry Wallace, a 32nd degree Mason who would become FDR's vice president. It was Rorick's influence that inspired Wallace and ultimately FDR to place the Great Seal of the United States on the back of the dollar bill, with the words Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new order of the ages.
Dr. Harris, can you tell us about this this statue here?
This would be a very favorite thing to Manny Hall. This is Nicholas Rorick.
Today, a statuette of Nicholas Rorick can be found at the PRS Library.
Well, actually, he lived even in the 20th century up until...
What impact could the beliefs of men like Rorick and Manly P. Hall have had on the highest levels of America's government?
They jumped a few decades from the New Deal, because the Novus Ordo Seclorum can be translated to the New Deal in English as easily and readily as to the new order or the new world order.
Buff Perry.
I truly believe FDR believed that he was creating a new world order out of the Depression, and that he had with him encircled himself by people who would facilitate that dream.
These.
His name's Buff Perry.